Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to iMac, your host, McCorley Matthew, me, and my co-host, Willie Boy Wirmamo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Mac?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You?
Doing good. I was just on the computer, just browsing the internet.
Cool.
I was watching this stupid movie on Lifetime. It's like a sequel to Blue Lagoon. You ever saw that movie, Blue Lagoon?
I think a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it starred Brooke Shields and some other guy. I don't know. I focus on Brooke Shields, so I don't know what the other guy's name is. So right now they have a what the hell is going on in the background there?
Oh, I'm watching Raging Bull.
Oh.
Someone was fighting in the match. It's you know, whoever watched the movie. Someone was fighting somebody in the crowd while Jake LaMotta is fighting some guy.
Oh, that's how I thought the movie starts out, with him doing stand-up comedy or something.
Yeah, he had a little monologue. Now they're trying he has a match with somebody.
Yeah, that Raging Bull, that was a great movie back in the day. Great movie. But, yeah, so let's get into the show. Let's talk some entertainment stuff.
All right. Not
just bullshit as we do usual on the show. I guess you heard that this past week there was a brawl between Chris Brown and Drake in a New York City nightclub.
Yep.
And originally the story was that what happened was Chris Brown sent a bottle over to Drake's table, you know, as kind of a way to break the ice between them, because both of them, you know, allegedly dated Rihanna. We know Chris Brown did for sure. Drake allegedly dated her too. And I guess, you know, there was some beef between them for a period of time. And so they were at this nightclub on June 14th. It's called WIP. I've never even heard of it.
Nope, but, never heard of it either.
Yeah. And originally, the story was that they were at Sin City Cabaret. That was the club that they were in. But then they said the correct club was WIP. So the story goes is that Chris Brown set a bottle over to Drake's table as a way to break the ice between them. And I guess Drake got offended or something. I don't know. But then they said moments later, Drake went over to Chris Brown's table, punched him in the face. And then Drake and his entourage started throwing bottles. And then a whole brawl ensued at the nightclub.
Who punched who first?
Drake punched Chris Brown. That's what the original story was. But now there's new reports saying that all night long there was someone from Chris Brown's entourage, throwing up gang signs and threatening Drake's entourage and harassing him and his posse. And then I guess someone from Drake's camp went over to Chris Brown's table, punched someone or threw a bottle, and then that's what went like a bottle. You remember those old school food fights in the cafeteria in high school?
Yeah.
This was like a bottle fight. They started throwing bottles at each other, and Chris Brown got a big gash on his chin, and he tweeted the picture. It looks gross. It's like a two inch gash that he suffered from that bottle. And I hear that Tony Parker was injured.
What?
Tony Parker, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, he was allegedly involved in this brawl somehow. I don't know how, but
wow.
He was hanging out with Chris Brown, so he was one of the people in Chris Brown's entourage. And
Tony Parker,
yeah. Mm. I didn't even know Tony Parker was cool with Chris Brown.
I didn't even know they knew each other.
Yeah.
Let alone they were cool.
Yeah, but supposedly they knew each other. They were hanging out with some other people. Trey Songz was there also, I guess. And then, like I said, the bottle throwing started. People got hurt. And they just left the club a mess. Just broken bottles on the floor. And alcohol all over the place. And Chris Brown tweeting the picture of his gash. And he was also angry about it. You know, he called out the Drake's camp, telling them they're bitch-ass niggas throwing bottles like little bitches. You know, stuff like that. And supposedly after the brawl, the next day, Rihanna spent some time with Chris Brown and consoled him, treating his gash, you know. So.
Mm.
And the fight was supposedly over Rihanna in the first place.
Yeah. From what I heard a different version. I don't know if this is a continuation of it, but...
Tell me the gossip. Tell me what you hear.
Yeah, man, from what I heard, man, I heard that, like, they were at this club, and they were sitting, Rihanna and Chris Brown were sitting across from each other. They hardly, talked to each other.
Rihanna wasn't even there.
This must be another incident that happened, like, maybe before or maybe the day before or after, but...
Okay.
And I heard that he was, whatchamacallit, he was sitting in a, on a table across from her, and they weren't, like, looking at each other. There was no eye contact, and then he was with his new girlfriend, and then afterwards they started having, like, this dance off. Maybe they danced on the table or something like that. They were dancing with. Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know if this was a day before or hours before this incident or whatnot. But I heard something.
That's
like,
another story right there. That's another story so far.
Did you read this story?
I think I heard of that. I think I did hear about that. That's a separate story. That's more between Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Yeah.
But that had nothing to do with Drake. That's another incident. You know, but I did hear of that one, yeah. I'm back to that Drake Chris Brown story. It's like, come on, man, throwing bottles like little bitches. What happened to guns and knives like the rappers used to do it back in the day? Remember
yeah.
that?
I guess now that, you know, they're doing it, you know, a new way, you know. Since the
popping bottles, for real now. Crazy, man, but
beer fight.
If Drake did go over and punch Chris Brown in his face, wow, Drake has some street cred now. Those Degrassi high days are.
You beat me to it, man. From Degrassi to street talk, man.
It's crazy, you know. But Rihanna, I mean, who'd want to fight over her? Seriously, I want to fight over her. Rihanna has lost her damn mind, by the way. I've been saying for the last few years that I thought she was, that I think she's crazy.
I don't know if it's because of the whole Chris Brown thing or if it was just before that, but
I thought she was crazy even before the Chris Brown incident.
You know, I don't know. She just seemed like she wants, you know, she wants attention. I don't know.
She's been doing a lot of crazy stuff. She's been partying, she's been tweeting pictures of her smoking weed, walking down New York City with see-through tops and bras, throwing up gang signs at award shows, concerts. And she's supposedly, you know, trying to get back with Chris Brown now, or they may even be back with each other.
I've heard there's some on and off stuff. I mean, I don't know, man.
I heard that he hangs with her family. Like, you know, she's trying to make him jealous and trying to get attention again, you know.
That's what I heard about that incident when they were when they had, like, a dance contest, even though they weren't even speaking. Like, people in their entourage were having, like, a dance-off, but they never acknowledged each other. I mean, I don't know, man.
That's some crazy stuff.
I guess it's stuff rich people do, you know, to pass the time instead of doing the charity, I suppose.
Maria, she needs help. She's definitely doing some of this for attention, but,
I mean, they're all doing this for attention.
Yeah, of course. Of course. They're celebrities. Of course they're doing it for attention.
Bad publicity is good publicity.
Right.
That's an old saying in the business.
Exactly. But she needs help. I mean, the partying and, you know, getting back with someone who, you know, almost killed you.
Her.
Yeah. I mean, that's, come on. Get out of your mind, Rihanna.
I mean, I know, I understand people make mistakes, but come on, this was like, he almost killed her, literally. And he literally said he's going to kill her. He was going to kill her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, she needs to, someone needs to, like, get her some treatment, because I don't think she's right in the head.
No, but I think right now, you know, they're at that age, I mean, you know, that they feel like, you know, no one could tell them what to do, you know, they just want to rebel, you know.
Right.
I think that's what just happened. You can't tell, they don't want to listen to their advice.
Right. But goddamn, man.
They just want to hang around people, you know, who tell them, you know, yes, people who tell them what they want.
Yeah, exactly. She's out of control right now. Out of control. But what else is going on? I heard Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's been crying about prison life. And he's only been in there for 10 days, and he's
isn't
crying.
Is that because he beat his wife?
Yeah, he was sentenced to three. Yeah, I think his ex-wife, right?
Something like that.
The judge sentenced him to 3 months because he assaulted his ex-wife, something like that. And now him and his legal team are complaining, they're concerned about him never fighting again because of the conditions that he's suffering from in prison. You know, he's losing a lot of weight. The prison food isn't good for him. The prison water isn't healthy enough. You know, all of this crap.
He should have thought about that before he beat up his woman.
Yeah.
Had he not did that, he wouldn't have been in this situation.
He burned
money. No one said or did anything, which I believe it's against the law to do that. But
yeah.
He didn't get no one said or did anything to him because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, no special treatment, man. No special treatment for the celebrity. Just because you make millions of dollars, you don't expect to live a luxury life in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how prison is supposed to be. It's supposed to be freaking disgusting, and they're supposed to treat you like an animal in there.
That's what they do to people. I mean, I guess he was expecting to be house arrested or something. I mean, for celebrities being house arrested, I mean that's not a punishment at all.
It's not. It's like
living the life of luxury.
it's just not going out, just sitting all day in house and, you know, laying back. That's not prison.
Watch TV, you know, play.
Yeah, that's like a vacation, man. Fuck.
Sports, you know, whatever. Do whatever you do.
But in prison, you know, he can't do that. They're saying he can't exercise. He's losing weight. He want to be able to fight again. That's a bunch of bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
He's only gonna be in there for 3 months. It's not like 30 years.
Yeah.
Or even 3 years. Come on. After 3 months, he'll be able to get back in shape again and
exactly.
Fight. Come on.
And he's retired, unretired so many times anyway.
Yeah. So dramatic, man. Drama queen, this guy. What?
When you have a bunch of, what you say?
I wish I could challenge him to a fight. I'd win.
Oh, man.
Tired of these celebrities getting special treatment, man. I think they deserve to be treated way above everybody else.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, in this society, you know, the way we live in, you know, unfortunately, people are not treated fairly.
Yep. He should just shut his mouth and just enjoy prison life, okay?
Just try to make the most of it and learn from his mistakes and don't do it again.
Yeah. And he's lucky I think he lives in a cell by himself, so he's lucky
he
doesn't have JoJo in there with him.
Really? Oh, then he has nothing to complain about then.
Yeah.
He got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, like I said, he's lucky he doesn't have a roommate named Tyrone trying to have sex with him. You know?
For real.
It could be worse.
Yeah, that's as worse as it gets. Literally.
Just be quiet. Shut up, man.
Yeah, he's lucky he don't got a cellmate that's telling him that. Yeah, he could go buy it, man. As long as he don't mess with anybody over there. I mean, he has a reputation. I mean, he got a great boxing career. As long as he don't start nothing, he shouldn't have nothing.
Exactly.
Unless if somebody want to be like, yo, let me see if I could take on the champ or something like that. Other than that, you know, he shouldn't have any problem. I mean,
nothing could happen.
Yeah, he really got street cred. I mean, he's an unstoppable force in the boxing ring. Then again, he is a woman beater, so that's a target. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, he should have just thought about that before, you know, he did that.
Yeah, man, just freaking keep your mouth shut and just do your time, and then when you come out, just worry about working out, getting back in shape again, I'm crying like a little bitch. But moving on, Father's Day tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
Father's Day.
Don't you know nobody really care about Father's Day?
Exactly.
People don't care. It's like, yo, last week I'm like, is today? Is this Sunday's Father's Day? Oh no, it's not. If it's Mother's Day, you know when it's Mother's Day. You buy your mom like flowers or candy or something, or at least a card, you know, saying how much you care. Father's Day, you just get them a tie. That's it.
A pound. A high five.
High five that. If you did that to your mom, man, shoot, she'll never speak to you again.
No one gives a crap about Father's Day, man.
Exactly.
Fathers don't get respect. They don't get the respect that they deserve, like your moms.
Exactly.
I remember an old Chris Rock bit where he says dads they only get the big piece of chicken. That's it. that's all they get.
Yeah.
Other than that, they don't get any respect. Yeah, man, we need to honor our dads, especially, you know, there's so many deadbeat dads that don't stick around and they're in the lives of their children, but the dads that do stick around and that play a major role in their child's life, we need to give them props for that.
Exactly, no doubt. I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, we know moms have it tougher. I mean, you know, giving birth and, you know, raising the kids.
Right.
I mean, come on, you know, fathers need some love too.
Yeah, exactly.
So here to the fathers.
Yeah, give it up to all the dads out there.
Actually, take care of their kids.
Yeah, like me, I take care of mine.
Yeah, you take care of all 18 of your kids.
There might be more I don't know of.
Well, seriousness, I heard that there's a guy that he has like he's 32 years old and he has like 32 kids, man. No, like he has 30 kids.
By how many different mothers?
I forgot the number. It was like maybe 17, 18. I forgot the number.
Air.
Yeah, man. This dude, man, he got like, he's 32 years old. He has 30 kids.
Man, 30 I want to see kids. His child support bill.
He's behind bars because he's not paying it. All right.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Damn, this guy doesn't know how to use a condom? Fuck.
Nope, apparently not. Man.
Wow.
So you haven't heard of, you didn't hear about this story, right?
Oh, I haven't heard about it. You sure it's not me?
Might be. It might have been you.
Wow, that's, and he's in jail too. Wow, for not seeing child support.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks since you've been on last been on Maury.
that's the other thing. Like you young males and guys out there, man, like use a condom, man. You don't want to have kids. Use protection.
Exactly. You're going to do that, you gotta use protection. That about
exactly.
That.
But I mean, like I said, give it up for the dads out there. That's the real dads. You know?
Yeah.
The Bill Cosby dads.
Exactly.
Who's your favorite or best TV dad?
Oh, I was just about to segue to that too. Al Bundy. Even though he wasn't the perfect dad, but at least he was there. At least he showed up.
Al Bundy was the worst dad.
I know he was horrible, but at least he showed up. That's what he's been nowadays. These deadbeat dads. I mean, he was a deadbeat dad, but at least he was there. I mean, when you
he gives them
all their money. I mean, you know, emotionally he's not really there with them, but
yeah.
I mean, deep down inside he cares about them. I mean, that was what was great about that show. I mean, even though you know they all talk smack on each other, but you know, when the chips are down, they do, you know, got each other's back.
I think Bill Cosby is the best TV dad.
Well, oh yeah, 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 no doubt. Yeah, Bill Cosby is the TV dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no doubt about that. That's why you know, they made Roseanne and Married with Children to be the anti, you
right.
know, Cosby show.
Exactly.
So yeah, who's the best dad? No doubt about it. It is Bill Cosby. But my favorite TV dad would be Al Bundy, even though
he's not the best TV dad.
No, he's not the best. Yeah, I agree with you totally. Who's my favorite? Al Bundy. Who's the best? Clearly, we're in agreement. It is Cliff Huxtable, of course.
Yeah, Cliff Huxtable. The worst TV dad, Al Bundy, I don't think he's the worst TV dad, because there are worse TV dads that I can think of.
It would definitely have to be modern day TV shows, because of course, as you go back, they're the typical nuclear family, Howard Cunningham, you know, those kind of dads who, you know, who's there for their kids, you know, every step.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go to like a more contemporary type show.
Yeah. The worst TV dad, I would probably say Fred Sanford.
No, yeah, that is true. Yeah, even though that is going back old school. Yeah, you're right. Archie Bunker would be one too.
Oh, but then again, he does
Bunker,
care. That's another one.
But then again, he does care about his daughter, even though he doesn't really like her husband.
That's true.
I guess you could say he's. I mean, he is a bigot, but he does like her in his own way. I mean,
yeah. I guess it would be, I don't know, Fred Sanford. He treated his son like crap sometimes.
Yeah, dummy. Call him dummy all the time.
Yeah.
You have a point there.
Him. I would say him. I can't think of any other worse TV dad than that.
Yeah, probably him. Probably the room Unhappily Ever After.
Oh, yeah, but he was like an Al Bundy type
of
dad.
That's
also.
What I was about to say. He's a copycat of Al Bundy.
Yeah.
But it was like, I think it was made by the people from Married with Children, I think, that made
that
show. But it was the copycat of Married with Children, but they took the parts that made Married with Children likable, that they still cared about each other. With that show, it was like the people really didn't care about each other on that show.
Yeah. Although the only reason I watched that show was for Nikki Cox.
Well, yeah, I think that's your minds and everybody who watched that show.
Although the mom was pretty hot, too. The mother?
Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah.
She had some nice boobies.
I know you weren't watching it for Mr. Happy.
the dog? No.
No, actually, he was a rabbit. Oh, no, wait, actually, it's Mr. Floppy, I think his name was.
Oh, okay.
What is his name, Mr. Floppy or Mr. Happy? I think it's Mr. Floppy, but oh well.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Pretty sure some listeners remember.
That's years ago. I have no idea.
Like late 90s.
Yeah. But, happy Father's Day to everyone out there. And get your dad something other than a big piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Dads are worth more than that.
Get him a whole chicken this time.
Yeah, something valuable, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Hope you guys have a good Father's Day. For me, McCorley Matthew, my co-host Will. See you next week.
See you.